This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A court awarded a long-term care worker from Colorado more than $470,000. Her attorneys say it may be the biggest sum ever for a case of its kind. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Alita Ayo worked in a long-term care facility in Denver. She had a $30,000 salary, but she had to live there and be responsible for staffing it 24/7, 365. This went on for 6 years. She sued, saying under minimum wage laws, she was underpaid and due overtime. A lawyer for the defendant, Meadow Vista Assisted Living, told a judge they didn't mean to steal her wages. A jury sided with Ayo.
I do feel taken advantage of. I really think they thought I was stupid or just beneath them.
The defendants indicated they may appeal. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is making a campaign stop in Denver today. CPR's Jenna McMurtry says she'll speak at Northfield High School in Northeast Denver.
The vice president is expected to talk about clean energy and her administration's attempts to combat the climate crisis. Harris last visited Colorado in March. She talked about the drought in the West and the public infrastructure improvements to address environmental injustices. The Denver Post reported that Harris will also speak with Denver students about a district-led climate initiative. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Flooding is possible up and down the Front Range and across the Denver metro area with a flash flood watch in effect until 10 p.m. Numerous showers and storms will continue to develop this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.